PharmDoc of the University of Illinois hosted a webinar featuring the chief economist of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Rob Johansson, on Friday. One of the topics that he addressed early on was prospective plantings, talking about the numbers that were gathered late February into about the first week of March, saying the reality is things have changed a great deal since those numbers were offered by farmers across the country.
As I mentioned, since that time, we have seen soybeans strengthen relative to corn. Our soybean to corn price ratio has inched up since the end of February. And that would suggest that there may be some price signals out there for producers to go more strong on the soybeans relative to corn, although I'm not suggesting that that is a forecast at this point in time.
Or someone in Dr. Johansson's position can't go out and make any statement without hedging it a great deal. He did talk about where we are right now in this almost instant recession that we find ourselves in because of the coronavirus. He compared it to the 2008-2009 period, our last big recession in the United States. And he suggested that we may be facing cheaper prices on a lot of agricultural commodities in the days to come. Looking back at that 2008-2009 recession, he used as an example cattle, cotton, and dairy prices.
Looking at cattle, cotton, and dairy receipts, cash receipts. So again, we did see a higher price leading into the recession, cash receipts. But a pretty dramatic decline there in dairy receipts during the height of the recession in 2009. Similarly, a pretty dramatic decline in cattle receipts and also in cotton receipts. I wouldn't say that this figure would look the same for all different commodities, but I think it's fairly indicative of what we might see if not only U.S. but global GDP growth slows or declines significantly in 2020. And then we would, of course, expect a relatively quick recovery following the development of more treatments and such moving out into 2021 and 2022.
So Dr. Johansson is suggesting that with millions of people out of work, at least temporarily, that we could be facing falling receipts for a lot of our agricultural commodities. The chief economist was asked about a couple of elements of the CARES Act, most notably that $9.5 billion that was set aside for cattle, for other livestock, for specialty crops. And he seemed to almost broaden what that money could be used for before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, the spending authority for that $9.5 billion talked about providing agricultural producers with support. It included some subsets of what agricultural producers could be, but certainly that wasn't an exclusive list. So agricultural producers is a pretty broad range of production in the United States. So there is the discretion to and flexibility to be able to use those monies to target the sectors most affected.
Finally, one question that came up in the discussion on the webinar with Dr. Johansson was whether or not China would be able to buy everything they promised to buy in this calendar year under the Phase One trade deal.
I think it is still feasible. Is it likely? That's another question, that they would meet their commitments to purchase by the end of December for Phase One. Or whether that will spill over into fiscal or calendar year 2021, which also has its own commitments for purchases. There's a lot of different ways that China can meet its commitments. As I mentioned earlier, they could purchase ethanol. They can purchase other livestock products. I know that there are purchases of corn and cotton have been increasing recently. So we would still think that the Phase One commitments are achievable for 2020 and 2021. I think everybody would acknowledge that those Phase One purchase commitments were an extremely good signal for U.S. producers. I still think they're an extremely good signal for U.S. producers. I also think that there were suggestions that they were ambitious sales purchases, and that was even before coronavirus hit. And I would suggest that I think the observation that there were ambitious sales commitments is still valid. And I would say that the coronavirus impacts are still causing uncertain demand in the United States as well as abroad. And it would only certainly make those phase one commitments still ambitious and somewhat uncertain as to whether the actual amounts will be met by the end of December.
Chief Economist of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. Rob Johansson, talking on the FarmDoc webinar from the University of Illinois. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.